But first, we want to continue our mission this week to try and puncture the rhetorical stalemate over gun control, gun ownership, and mass shootings in America. Yesterday, we had an ornery conversation with gun control advocate and British Observer of America, Piers Morgan, former TV host and now an editor-at-large for the London Daily Mail.
And I do think that if Americans had to be confronted with the reality of gun violence in terms of imagery, it would make a massive difference. A picture does tell 1,000 words.
We follow that up today with a conversation with the very ornery and popular radio host, Tom Gresham, whose Gun Talk Radio is just that, the only nationally syndicated radio talk show about firearms, shooting, and gun rights. He can talk forever, and while he believes mass shootings like the one last week in Oregon are bad, are they an argument for making it harder for anyone to purchase a gun in the United States? Nope, not even close.
I guess the question is, when is the time to talk about gun control, and what gun control are they talking about? You know, it's very interesting, John, that we have, in the last 20 years, gun crime has gone down almost 50%. We have more guns, millions more gun users, and yet crime with guns has gone down by almost 50% with no new gun laws. So one wonders, why are we talking about having more gun laws?
Right. Of course, that didn't answer the question. The question was, why should we not talk about them after there's been a mass shooting?
Well, I just flipped that on its head and said, why should we talk about them at all? Well, you know, timing has nothing to do with it. The Centers for Disease Control 2 years ago came out with a study that said they could find no evidence that any gun control law had ever reduced crime. So the question, I flip it around and say, why talk about it at all if we can't find any evidence that it works and crime is going down, gun crime is going down? Why would anybody want to be talking about gun control?
All right. So then let's focus on this question of a mass school shooting. You think it's just another crime story? It's not something that we need to focus on differently? I mean, in Scandinavia, they certainly took a look at that mass shooting as a very different national tragedy than other crimes that took place in Scandinavia. You don't think we should do the same thing?
Well, sure. We should absolutely address any type of crime and to say, okay, let's talk about school shootings. First of all, we have to identify, because, I mean, look, any is wrong, any is too many, but it's not the number that you've been told, and it's not the number that you're repeating. So let's address the real thing. We've got to talk about people who go into a school to kill school children or the people who are there. All right, we can work on that one. So if we start from that, what can we do about that?
All right? That's what I asked you.
All right, fair enough. What can we do about that? We kill the SOBs as soon as they walk in the door. You have to assume that there are bad people in the world. To not do that is to be Pollyannish. We have armed guards at banks, and we don't have armed guards at schools. Do we love our money more than we do our children?
I think yes, that's the case. We love our guns more than we do our children. We love our guns more than we do having safe schools. We love our guns more than racial harmony in America. I mean, I think we love our guns more than a lot of things in the United States. That seems to be where we are right now. Americans are much more willing to listen to headlines about school shootings than they are to take any serious action for whatever reason about the availability of guns in the United States.
I guess what I would say is that Americans look at the news, they analyze the real stats on this, and they say, okay, I understand where you're wanting to go with this, but we've looked at it and said, but a reduction in guns does not equate to a reduction in crime. And that's inherent in what your position is here, John, what you're saying, we should do something about guns, i.e.
I didn't say we should do anything. I'm just saying, where do Americans stand?
But we're inherent in what you're asking me is Americans seem unwilling to do something about this. It's what you're saying. And you know, there's no point playing games with it. That's what you're saying.
It's the public record.
What I'm saying is that Americans have looked at this and said gun control laws don't work, that gun control laws do not reduce crime. It's not that they're unwilling to go there. It's that they have looked at it, analyzed it, and chosen and said, no, that's a failed policy. There's no point in continuing with a policy that doesn't work. So it's not that they're not willing to go there. You almost make it sound like, gee, they're not aware. If we only made them more aware, they would support more gun control.
Putting words in my mouth.
That's not what it is. They looked at it and said, no, this doesn't work.
For whatever reason. I mean, I'm not going to psychoanalyze them like you are, but for whatever reason, they're not going to go there. Do you think the CDC should study gun violence as a public health matter?
If they would do it in a way that does not have the stated end goal of ending gun ownership, which is why their funding got removed in the first place, the head of the CDC said 20 years ago, our goal is to make guns like cigarettes, dirty, filthy, and banned. If they wanted to study firearm accidents or deaths or whatever without a goal of saying we want to ban guns, because I think that's
so. So you would study Ebola without a intent of getting rid of Ebola. You would just study Ebola without actually wanting to eradicate what's causing the death. That's what the CDC would do. I mean, are you serious?
You're equating gun ownership with Ebola?
Guns kill. Diseases kill. It's a public health issue.
Guns save.
Cars kill.
How many people are saved with guns? You have no idea. Guns do not equal crime, and guns do not equal killing. If fewer than 1% of guns are ever used in crime, and that's true, then it would be absurd to say that guns equal crime or guns equal killing.
So guns are these very interesting objects that happen to occasionally kill people, and to think of them as any sort of public health matter is a bizarre distortion of what guns are all about.
Look, I know where you're coming from. I get it. Understand it. You think that guns are primarily used for crime.
No, you don't know what I think, Tom. And
well, I'm equating it from your questions carry so much subtext that it's all right there, John.
Tom, you're saying that guns are these interesting, historically significant, lovable objects that Americans love to own, and their association with death is a side issue, and we really shouldn't be focusing at all on guns and their ability to kill people.
Does it make sense to say that if fewer than 1% is used in killing, that we should be addressing all guns? Should we not then maybe address the people who are doing the killing and not the instrumentality? Are you aware that more people are killed with fists and feet than they are with semi-automatic rifles, the so-called assault weapons? That's according to the FBI. That's not my number.
Tom,
that your concern is misplaced.
Thank you. And it's not a concern. I'm just asking what we should be talking about when we talk about guns. And you've answered it very well, in fact. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tom Gresham is the host of Gun Talk Radio, the only nationally syndicated radio talk show about firearms, shooting, and gun rights.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.